The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 205, War Zone.
Kate. Kate, can you hear me? Jameson, Anton, are you all right?
Just a loud ringing in my ears, but I'm in one piece.
I'm good. I'm good. How about Kate?
I think she's coming too. Oh. Kate!
What hit us?
A drone missile. We need to move. Do you think you can walk?
I think so. How's everyone else?
They're good. Give me your hand. Be careful.
I'm all right, considering I'm covered in glass. How close are we to where Dimitri is?
He's just one block away.
So much for them protecting their own.
It was a precision attack. Dimitri's location was unaffected.
Precision attack? Precisely what was their target?
I think the answer is obvious. It would not surprise me if Dimitri ordered the attack. Which means, Anton, you are expendable.
That doesn't surprise me. Dimitri, as I said before, is old school. If your name isn't Dimitri, then you're expendable.
If he did indeed call in this airstrike against us, then we have a major problem. There never was going to be a meeting.
I agree. If we're all dead, then his problems are solved.
I don't know what your plans are, Anton, but I think we need to stay out of sight. If he thinks we are dead, then he might lower his guard.
That's exactly what we're going to do. I've called for another car. Headquarters is already creating a cover story that one of their agents, along with three prisoners, was killed in this attack.
You people work fast.
It's a matter of necessity, Agent Hawk. Ah, here comes our ride. Швидко, відвезіть нас до штабу.
Now that things have calmed down, does anyone need medical attention? Kate?
I'm fine. I was taken out by a proton torpedo and stayed in a coma for a week, so this is nothing.
That's precisely why I'm concerned. You're just coming back from a serious head injury.
Don't worry about it. I came out of that mercury attack just fine. I'll let you know if I feel any ill effects.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I could do with a hot shower and a fresh change of clothes.
I believe all of us agree with you. We will take care of that as soon as we get back to headquarters.
Do you still have a signal on Dimitri's tracker?
Yes, he is currently at the house where we were supposed to have our meeting. I suspect he is waiting for confirmation that his target was taken out.
Target? Meaning us?
I take it that your plan is to let Dimitri think that we're all dead.
At this point, there is no reason for me to continue my undercover operation. He knew that I was in the car with you. If I returned, he would suspect me.
I agree. He knows that you would have figured out that you were part of the hit list.
And if you went back, you would have to be suspicious of him.
Well, for now you could be just one person on one side.
That's another way of looking at it.
I can honestly say it's good to have you on our side.
There he is, our gunner extraordinaire.
Hey, I am pretty good, I must admit.
Gee, Joe Mac, I won't know what to do now.
And, what do you mean by that?
No more. Me ship. I gotta get me ship back.
Ah, she's got you there, Skipper. Me ship.
Well now, it will be. Me ship. When am I gonna get me ship back?
You'll have to wait in line there, Joe Mac. My ship's ahead of yours and I'm still waiting on parts.
Well, you would think with all the technology we have, parts wouldn't be a problem.
If you look at all the big war campaigns on any planet, keeping an army supplied determines how fast and how far they move.
Gabby?
Yeah?
I want me ship back!
Oh, brother.
In spite of the inconvenience of zero gravity, I'm seriously thinking about putting you back up in the cupola.
Don't worry about me. I'm just frustrated. We've been chasing me ship all over this solar system, and now I've found it, I can't have it.
Because you shot out one of your engines.
While I was flying it.
All right. Maybe we ought to go back to zero Gs, so I can go back up and get some peace and quiet.
Now you're talking.
Very funny, all of you. I'm laughing so hard.
Georgia, do you have an updated ETA for us?
We will enter Kali's orbit prior to next sleep cycle.
Well, that means it'll be close to closing time for most businesses. That will give those of us going to the old hospital an advantage.
I'm sure there's drinking establishments that remain open.
I have researched drinking establishments in Newmarket. According to their joint use network, 80% of these types of establishments remain open halfway through the sleep cycle.
Thank you, Georgia. That gives you at least 4 standard hours to find any information you can.
The majority of customers should be fairly inebriated by then. You'll find a lot of loose tongues, no doubt.
And how exactly would you know something like that?
I had to go and drag rowdies like you back to base before roll call.
None to worry about. We won't be partaking in the libations. I'll make sure of that.
Ah, you will ya?
Need I remind you two that you are now deputized IDF bounty hunters under my supervision?
Oh, I meant to ask you, where's me badge?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Really, Marco? You're gonna go there?
Marco is correct. On this planet, badges would be like putting a target on your back. I don't foresee you running into Wi-Fi, so you won't need any credentials.
So we'll be able to get into the hospital at night? It seems like there would be some kind of security.
When we were last there, I noticed that the security system was damaged. I doubt that it's been repaired. We also didn't see any sign of squatters in the building.
If we're all going to be out late, I suggest we get some rest while we can.
I will place the ship on autopilot and monitor navigation.
Sounds like a good idea. Everyone to your quarters and rest. We've got a bounty to bring in.
What do you think of Sam's theory that Korsky's not one of us?
You mean alien? Makes me wonder what he ate this morning. Magic mushrooms?
Look, we're not getting nowhere with this guy. A few months ago, what would you have said if Kate told you that she stepped into an old monument and went from Cambridge to Martin State in seconds to meet an alien?
Yeah, time for a Section 8.
Exactly. You would have told her to take a few vacation days and see a therapist. We can't dismiss anything if it is even remotely possible. We have 2 aliens working with us right now.
I know. I'm just saying that just because we can't find anything on this guy prior to 1992 doesn't mean he's an alien. He could be a spy.
For whom?
The Ruskies.
Okay. He was working on research and development. But do you think the Russians would be the least bit interested in a new cargo vehicle?
Well, maybe it was a way to get close to our R&D companies. I don't know.
Okay, so he could be an alien, a Russian spy. What else?
A different kind of alien? The illegal type? No documentations?
You know what would really help to eliminate all this guesswork?
Yeah, an appearance on Finding Your Roots.
Exactly.
What?
DNA. If we could get a sample of his DNA, we could do a genealogical DNA test and determine at least his ancestral origin.
Or a DNA familiar search. We could find a relative.
Like what they did in the Golden State Killer case.
Yeah, and we had the DNA. When Kate interviewed him, she kept the water bottle he used in the interrogation. We get Pierman to work on that for us.
And if we don't find any relatives?
I vote for spy.
And if there's no ancestral information?
Okay, then I'll consider Sam's alien theory.
So where's this water bottle?
Luckily, she gave it to Pierman. I'll get started on that right away. I'm going to call him.
Ah, Agent Barnes, to what do I owe this pleasure?
I hope you still have that water bottle Kate gave you.
Yes, of course. She said hold on to it in case we need his DNA to match something. Have you found DNA evidence we need to match?
Actually, no. We hit a dead end in researching Korsky's past. There's nothing prior to 92.
Interesting. So I take it you want to do some sort of ancestral search?
Yeah, I think the most productive one would be a familiar search.
I agree. If we can find any family members, you should be able to fill in his past. So, you're saying that his paper trail totally disappears?
Yes, there are no records or taxes, licenses, credit cards, nothing. He disappears at West Point as a cadet.
Were you able to track down who sponsored him to West Point?
Well, you know, there are two sources of nominations, congressional and service-connected. I doubt we'll find any congressional nominators, or one from the vice president.
I agree. It will most likely be from a service-connected source. We'll get the ball rolling on his DNA testing. Keep me posted if you find the source of his nomination.
Will do. Well, with any luck, we'll have our answer in a few days.
I really hope he's not an alien.
Why's that?
Because that would mean Sam had another good idea.
I couldn't believe that for the second time in my short IDF career, I got hit by another bomb. All these years I spent on the force in Baltimore and I didn't get so much as a scratch. At least this one didn't put me in the hospital with life-threatening injuries that required extensive surgery and rehab. This one was just a dusting. We all got some rest that night, wondering what we would do next.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Do we have a plan for this morning?
Yes, but first, how are you this morning, Agent Hawk?
I'm 100% ready to go.
Excellent. The tracker is still active. It looks like Dimitri stayed in place last night, but I'm sure he sent some of his people out to investigate any injuries.
Have your people been able to fabricate a story for our unfortunate demise?
We have people in the hospital system. 4 bodies were recovered from a burnt-out car. Later, we leak a story to the press that these 4 were part of an international intelligence force.
Hopefully Dimitri will take the bait. That means we'll all have to keep a low profile.
That'll be easy for us, but that might be difficult for you.
Yes, there are more of his people here than you might imagine. I just need to be patient. I think once Dimitri thinks we were killed in the attack, he'll drop his guard. Is there anything you can do on your end?
Yes, we're working on a statement for the British Embassy to release about our deaths.
Oh, won't that be stressful on your families?
As for my mum, Director Cage will inform her that I'm fine, but he'll tell her not to talk about it.
As for me, Mr. Pierman will do the same for my immediate family.
We only need to keep this ruse up for a couple of days. I'm sure that by then, Dimitri will make his move, whatever it is.
Speaking of making a move...
You have something?
Yes, he is departing the safe house. My guess is that he is headed to the embassy to see if there's any word on our demise.
Well, if that's the case, let's hope they are ready with their story.
I remember our discussion back in London about spies. Every embassy has one, and they usually know who it is. I guess it would be an excellent source for misinformation.
Yes. Only a select few there know about our plan. The rest will most likely believe it, including the spy. Ah, from the direction of his travel, I would say that he is definitely headed for the British Embassy.
Well, this is obviously a town that never sleeps. It's hours past the sleep cycle. The place is still jumping.
So where do we start? You think maybe the bar where we saw Bella?
That'd be a good place as any to start. It's that one, just across the street.
I hate to bring it up. That's where Bella hired me.
Ah, where you turned your back on me.
Oh, come on, Skipper. I told you she...
Hey, relax, chill out. You know I'm joking.
Well, maybe the same barkeep is working tonight.
Get a load of this. It's the same guy.
Can I help you, Jim? Wait a minute. I know you 3. You 2 were claiming to be the owners of that ship. The,
Canberra.
Yeah, that's it. And you were a crew member that crazy woman hired.
That would be me.
Yeah, that crazy woman was Bella. And you need not worry about her anymore.
And why is that?
Because she's sitting in Baldabar prison right now for stealing me ship and harbouring a fugitive.
That rage leader, right?
Right, Wi-Fi. Also known as Lord Zokar.
So what are you 3 doing in my bar? You're not looking for another ship, are you?
Nah, got me ship back. It's in Baldabar, waiting for parts for repair. We're back looking for Wi-Fi.
What good would he be to you three? Rage is dead.
He's got a bounty on his head.
Bounty? What difference is that to you three? Unless
we're bounty hunters.
Bounty? Bounty hunters? You want to start a riot in here?
Well, I'm not one. But these two are recently deputized.
You three better be ordering something to drink, or people will get suspicious. If they suspect IDF coppers are here, this place will empty faster than a babysitter's boyfriend when the car pulls up.
Well, give us 3 carbonated beverages. No alcohol.
Living dangerously, are we?
We're working.
Working? I thought you said you weren't one of them.
I'm in training.
So my guess is, you're looking for information on this Wi-Fi fella. What makes you think he's anywhere around here?
A freighter captain came to Baldabar saying they'd heard some Rage sympathizers were taking care of him.
Like I told you the last time you were here, it's best not to mention that organization.
Then why would this captain say he heard that?
You hear scuttlebutt all the time. And more times than not, it's false.
Look, this is the guy.
Yeah, I know this guy. He's a regular.
And this is probably where he heard the rumor.
Are any of his drinking buddies here?
No, the crew stays pretty much to themselves.
And how did he hear the scuttlebutt?
Listen, I don't keep tabs on everyone that comes in here. If you heard it here, it's news to me. Don't go asking any of my customers either. It might be time for you gents to leave.
We don't want to cause any problems for you. We'll be on our way. Here. Thanks for the drinks.
Well, that got us a whole lot of nothing.
Do you remember what we said about that barkeep the last time we were here?
Yeah, he's lying through his teeth.
Yeah, and I don't think he's changed his tune. He knows more than he's telling us. We just have to figure out what it is.
It looks like there are some lights on.
They're pretty dim. Must be security lights.
Let's proceed with caution.
We just finished canvassing the bar where Bella was earlier and talked to the same bartender we did before. He claims he knows nothing.
Sounds like you don't believe him.
I don't. He seemed to be in a hurry to get us out of there. He said we were bad for business. And we'll continue checking more establishments.
All right, we just arrived at the old hospital.
Good luck.
I wonder if all the doors are locked.
We could spread out and try other entrances.
Hold on a second.
What do you got in your bag of tricks there, Gabby?
A special card. Don't leave home without it. Just a little here. And a little there. And voila!
Where'd you learn that?
I had a very enriched adolescence and a colorful uncle.
Captain Tam, there's a breaker box right around the corner.
Found it.
From the looks of this place, it's been dormant for a while.
The disturbed dust is what led us to the room where Wi-Fi was kept.
You're right about this place, Captain Nate. It's more like an old warehouse than a hospital.
I believe the room in question is right up here to the right.
This place gives me the creeps. I hope there aren't any ghosts in here.
Oh yeah? And who are you gonna call?
I don't think you have to worry about ghosts. Yes, this is the room. Right around that corner is the operating room.
This looks more like a crime scene.
That was the same thing we said before. Whatever happened in here doesn't look like a surgeon was involved.
Hmm. Deli butcher, maybe. Definitely not a professional surgical team.
Captain Late, why don't you and Captain Tam look in some of the other rooms?
Why don't we? I can give you several reasons why.
Don't worry, Nate. I got your back. Come on.
Hey, if we're not back in 15, call the cavalry.
Do you see anything that gets your attention?
Actually, it's what I'm not seeing.
For instance?
So, we have discarded bandages, but no medical supplies. No gloves, gauze, pharmaceuticals, no supplies. Not even a band-aid.
Which means whatever was done here was done with supplies provided by whoever did this.
If Wi-Fi were operated on here, it was definitely back-alley surgery. I don't even see any discarded surgical equipment.
It's possible that all of this was done by Dr. D and Nurse Ladner. I'm sure he traveled with his own medical supplies.
I'm hoping we don't walk into a room and see a bubbling jar with his head inside.
Trust me, Gabby, I don't think medical science has advanced that far, especially if it were done in these conditions. The unsanitary conditions alone would cause some sort of septic infection.
I suppose. You know, I don't think we'll find much here. Maybe we should join our two captains.
I agree. Watch your step getting out of here. I wouldn't want you to get a cut in this filthy place.
My gut tells me we're chasing a ghost.
Not you, too.
Not literally. It means we're looking for something that isn't here. I think Wi-Fi didn't make it and is buried somewhere close by. And if we don't find him or his body, we're out of a bounty.
I'm sure we'll find something. It's hard to imagine that some people are so convinced that rage took over his care without some basis of fact.
Right. He's here vacationing. With Elvis.
Who is Elvis?
Hey, I thought you said there weren't any ghosts in here.
There aren't. What are you talking about?
We just heard footsteps upstairs, and there's nobody here but us.
Well, obviously there's someone here. We'll be right there.
This should be interesting.
Personally, I think Captain Nate watches too many of your planet's movies.
Hey, give me some Tales from the Crypt and some popcorn, and I'm good to go.
You of all people should know that if you stay out here long enough, you won't need movies.
Did you hear anything before he called? I didn't.
I didn't either. I think his imagination is getting the better of him.
On the other hand, if he called, that means Captain Tam heard something too.
We'll see. So what's this about hearing ghosts?
I don't know about ghosts. But we definitely heard footsteps upstairs.
Then I suggest we go upstairs and have a look.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Captain Nate, Joffre's about 7 feet tall and kind of scary looking. No offense, Joffre. Whoever's up there will be more scared than us.
Scary looking, am I?
Sure, for anyone who doesn't know you. To me, you're just a big teddy bear.
I don't know if that's better or not.
I think I just heard something.
Where?
Right over there.
Get down!
Who is shooting at the team and why? Will Jomak find information in Newmarket? Why does Colonel Korski cease to exist prior to 1992? And what will Simon's next move be? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Chase is On.